Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. Recent warm weather has a lot of people spending more time outside, whether it means yard work or the start of Little League baseball season. The term spring fever has come to mean a week of student events on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Monroe. For the last few years, though, that's grown into an event that invites the community to come enjoy the ULM campus. Super Warhawk Weekend starts this afternoon. Joining me now to talk about it are ULM Athletic Director Bobby Staub and Director of Marketing and Promotions for Warhawk Athletics, Robin Taylor. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you very much.
The Super Warhawk Weekend is a huge event here on the campus. How did the event first get started, Bob?
Well, it started, this is our fourth year, and I think it was a brainchild of Dr. Kofer, really. And, you see this happen across the country a little bit, especially it kind of circles around the football spring game. Basically, what we try to do is identify a weekend where we're going to have multiple athletic events going on, and we try to partner with the student affairs area to make it where Spring Fever and Super Warhawk Weekend kind of run into each other, and it just makes for a great event on campus.
But having something like that that's in a weekend, that somebody maybe from out of town who's a fan of the university could come and spend a weekend in town, but even somebody who doesn't live that far away could drive in on Saturday morning and stay the whole day and have something entertaining to do the whole time.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, again, Spring Fever is going on this entire week, and starting tonight is when Super Warhawk Weekend starts, and just a lot of activity going on. And you may not be a diehard sports fan or whatever, but there's something there for everybody. And so we just want to encourage people to come to our campus and see the great things that are happening.
So the course of this week has been Spring Fever here on the campus with a lot of different events going on. Robin Taylor, things really kick off for Super Warhawk Weekend just a few minutes ago at Oozeball.
That's right. Oozeball, which is muddy volleyball, pretty much. You just get out there and shin deep muddy water and play volleyball. So it's a great time for everyone and super fun to watch, I would assume.
Oozeball is a unique kind of thing. It's not something I've seen anywhere on any other college campus. It's a Louisiana kind of thing,
yeah.
But it's also a Monroe thing.
Definitely. I've never heard of it until I got here. And I don't think I'd ever play in it, but I'd love to go watch and just see kind of how people maneuver in this muddy water and, you know, take muddy baths head to toe.
I've heard you have to watch from a distance. It's safer that way. So just so you know.
Yes. Get that mud flinged on you there.
But then also coming up tonight, two very big events, one athletic and one cultural, you could say.
That's right. We've got the Josh Turner and Sarah Evans concert tonight at Fant Yuen Coliseum. You can get tickets at the door for that, as well as our baseball team kicks off a three-game series against Arkansas State tonight as well at 6 p.m. at Warhawk Field.
And then Saturday morning, things get started out first thing in the morning, 8 o'clock.
First thing in the morning, 8 o'clock, we've got water ski in the morning. We've also got sand volleyball in the morning, which is the sand volleyball courts right behind the tennis stadium, for those who don't know. That'll carry over into our spring football game, which is kind of the highlight of the weekend as far as athletics go. Chance for everyone to come out and see kind of what our football team's been doing all spring and a good preview for the fall season. That'll carry into the La Louisiana Crawfish Boil right behind the football stadium at 1:30. So you'll go right from spring football into the crawfish boil.
And all you can eat crawfish this time of the year is a good thing.
That's right. Very good thing. Then we'll carry over into tennis against Delta State at 1:30. Then back over to softball against Florida International at 3 and then again at 5. And then we'll cap off the night with baseball against Arkansas State at 6 p.m.
And then even that, you move on into the evening, and there's more. It sounds like an exhausting day if you wanted to take part in a lot of these things. But then evening entertainment, too, for tomorrow night.
Yes, Step Show in Fant Yuen Coliseum tomorrow night. It's 7 o'clock, I believe, and that'll be hosted by Greek Life.
And then Alpha Psi Omega, the theater fraternity, has a play called Zastrozzi that's over in Speaker Theater.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, fun-filled day from 8 a.m. to probably 11 p.m. midnight. Just come on out and just be prepared to stay all day with us.
And then Sunday continues with water ski, softball, more baseball, more tennis, and then another chance to see the play.
That's right. We've got softball starting at 11 a.m. on Sunday, baseball and tennis as well at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Bobby, why do you think that something like Super Warhawk Weekend, it's a great way to make the case for the university that, yes, this university has lots to offer for the area, but why does it matter for the greater region?
I think when you look at the economic impact of our institution, it is very, very significant. And I think this is one way to get people to maybe more fully appreciate that. And you know, as you can see, the schedule Robin spoke about, there's something for everybody. Everybody's likes and that type of thing. Somebody might not be a big sports fan, but likes either the step show or the theater event or what have you. But there may be an opportunity to introduce them to athletics if they've not been predisposed to that. And so I just think any time you can get our constituents on this campus is a positive thing, because this is such a beautiful campus, a lot going on. And that's one of the things that we feel, that athletics is a positive thing, because it can bring people to campus, you know. And so I think things like this, all it does is to help the entire community.
So, Robin, why would you say somebody should come? If they've never been to anything related to ULM before, why should they be here this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's just a great opportunity to experience college life. Even if you're 70 or if you're 10, it's a great experience for everyone. And like Bobby said, you've got something going on all week and all weekend for different ages, different cultures, backgrounds, you name it. There's something going on for everyone, and it's just a good chance for people to come out and experience that and experience what we have at ULM and what we're proud of here at ULM.
So where can somebody get a complete schedule of what's going on for tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday?
They can go to our website, ulmwarhawks.com. There's a button on our website exclusively for Super Warhawk Weekend. They can give us a call, 342-3-ULM, and we'll be glad to go through the schedule again with them and, you know, answer any questions they may have.
Other recent news from the athletic department includes a couple of agreements for some home-and-home football series, and coming up, conference baseball championships hosted here at ULM. Bobby Staub, what can you tell us about both of those?
We're proud to announce a couple home-and-home series, one with Tulane and then another one with Baylor. So I think it's to have a Big 12 school like Baylor start a series out here, I think, is pretty significant. And Tulane, obviously, it's a great it's an area that we recruit. It's a place that our fans would like to travel to. And, of course, they're going to come up here as well. So I think there are two series that I think will add value to our season tickets and the experience of our fans. Also, want to mention, coming up in May is the 2011 Sun Belt Conference Baseball Championships, which we are hosting on our campus, May 25th through the 29th. And we're really excited about this event. You know, the Sun Belt is probably ranked anywhere from 6th or 7th best league in the country. And so it's great quality baseball. We'll have 8 of the best teams in the league here for that 5-day event. So we want to make sure the community puts that on their calendar. I think they'll really enjoy it. We'll have a big family night, which will be free to the general public the night before. So more information will be coming, but please put that on your calendar, May 25th through the 29th.
Bobby Staub is the athletic director here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Robin Taylor is the director of marketing and promotions here in the athletic department. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Local business leaders got together today to get the latest on the economy, nationally, but locally and regionally as well. A business climate forecast for the next year. The annual Business Outlook Summit at CenturyLink this morning was hosted by the Monroe, West Monroe, West Ouachita, and Ruston Lincoln Chambers of Commerce. Dr. Bob Eisenstadt joins me now. He's an associate professor of economics and director of the ULM Center for Business and Economic Research. Dr. Eisenstadt, how did a summit like this first come about?
This is a joint effort by Louisiana Tech's College of Business and ULM's College of Business Administration. In some respects, I believe it was kind of the brainchild of our dean, Ron Barry, and the former dean over at Tech, and it's been now taken up. That ball has been picked up by Dr. Lumpkin from Tech. And what we do is provide a regional outlook, a regional forecast. Well, what we do, we do both. We do the nation, we do the state of sorts, and we do the region. In this particular case, in the past, we have always brought in a nationally recognized economist to kind of look at the national picture. This year, we have Dr. James Glassman, who's J.P. Morgan Chase chief economist, and we're very fortunate to have him. This is, I believe, the second year he's presenting for us. very informed. He has given us a very good picture, a national picture, and I believe he has given that in a very professional, nonpartisan way, which is also important. The local regional forecast or picture that is John's and my bailiwick, we focus primarily on the region. We're not interested in Monroe. We're not interested in Ouachita Parish. We're interested in the 12 parishes of North Louisiana, Northeast Louisiana. We include Lincoln Parish. We consider that to be part of our region, even though the state perhaps does not. When it divides the state up, they actually put Lincoln Parish in with Shreveport. But if you look at commute patterns, I think Lincoln Parish and Ouachita are vastly more connected than they are to, say, Bossier or Caddo. So we look at the region and look at sort of what are the economic indicators in this region and what is the outlook for business and or economic activity going forward.
And what kinds of things would a business leader who went to the conference this morning be able to take home this afternoon?
I mean, there are lots of things that you could take home. For one thing, I mean, James Glassman, Dr. Glassman, of course, presented his his national view, if you will. The man is quite informed on issues of Federal Reserve policy and quite informed in issues of national budgeting, all of the various and sundry things associated with the recession that ended in 2009, but we're still suffering consequences of today. From the national picture, I think what you would take home from that, of course, is a forecast of sorts or an outlook as to what the national economic picture, everything else equal, we don't know what natural disaster could happen tomorrow, but everything else equal, what will be the national outcomes over, say, the next year? And that's good information to have for if you're business planning, for example. For that matter, if you're retirement plan, if you're doing any planning.
And what kinds of things did you and John Francis from Tech present for the local side?
At the local end, what we're interested in is the opportunities for growth in the 12 parish region. And when we look at growth, we're looking at income growth, we're looking at employment growth, and we're also looking at changing demographics, if they in fact are changing. And I will say that one of the most poignant things that's not happening here in Northeast Louisiana is population change. More than anything, population change is a symptom, not a cause of a lot of things, although there's, we go back and forth on this. It's sort of a chicken and egg story. If you look at population within Northeast Louisiana over the last 30 years, you will look at a picture of virtually static overall population within the region and a little bit of consolidation of population from rural to urban. That, more than anything, colors economic activity around here, and it's a symptom of poor or low job growth within the region. We looked at demographic changes with income and so forth, housing changes, but also we looked at the forecast for employment growth, income growth, and in the region, we're looking at anywhere from a 2.5% to 7% perhaps growth, 2.5% to 8% growth over the next 5 years, depending, of course, on things like vehicle, but also similarly depending on outcomes within higher education. One of the things that we talked about at the summit specifically was that a 5% cut to higher education or a 5% cut to overall funding in higher education, that's state and self-generated funding, would have in essence the same effect on the region as the loss of a manufacturing concern the size of Gardner Denver Thomas.
And looking at how that affects the economy in the area.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we factor those things into our outlook and say, well, if this happens, then that happens. We already know, for example, in higher education over the last year or two, there have been 5% to 10% cuts in funding at the state funding level. And we have seen the consequences of that in the form of diminished employment and unfilled positions and all kinds of economic ramifications for the region. And that's because those cuts came not just at ULM. Those are cuts at ULM, at Tech, at Grambling, which is all part of our region.
Dr. Bob Eisenstadt is an associate professor for economics and the director of the Center of Economic Research here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Eisenstadt, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for the invitation. I enjoyed it.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.